Yeah.
I know we, well, I'm an old nigga. Y'all semi-old niggas. When the last time y'all fell?
Fell?
Like down?
On the ground.
Nigga, shit, I don't know, nigga, who falling.
I don't suck too much.
I don't know. When I was 20, I used to fall all the time.
I ain't fell in a good little minute, yeah, for real. I might slip up the stairs.
Niggas don't skate no more?
Nah,
I don't do shit. I fell the last time I skated, bro. I will say that. I was out there bullshitting.
Shit, I can't. I don't know the last. Nigga, it's been a minute since I fell on the ground, bro. That shit like it's gonna hurt.
It does.
It does, man. Bruise.
Last time I fell, some party at Steve's house. I think it was like his wife's surprise party.
Oh, you fell?
Oh, yeah. Y'all
no. Not there. I fell when I got home. I was fucking cooking rice and then it came outside.
Oh, you told me you fucked up the burn. Hell so yeah. I can't go to work. I burnt up the rice.
I was cooking rice. Came outside. We was chilling with my wife and shit. We having a good time. Her friend daughter was here. Like, she went to Clark or whatever. And she was upstairs. We walk, I look upstairs. I'm, oh shit, smoke. Ran up there. Boom. Shit. Fell on my elbow.
How you burn rice? You had it on the stove?
Nigga, I let it ride. Like, nigga, yeah, I had it on the stove. I ain't a rice cooker. Nigga, rice cooker? I actually do have rice cooker. That's
rice cooker
fucked up.
Is clutch too.
I do got a rice cooker. I didn't use it.
The nigga gonna text me today. Said, hey man, I can't come in to work. Nigga, I burnt some rice. I said, this is a deal.
No. That's not what I said.
Oh, hold on. This is real shit. This is a true story.
Yeah. He's talking about because the nigga.
No, what? No, I said I'm gonna work from home.
Yeah, he's gonna work from home. I burnt some rice. I said, this is a story.
Like, I showed him my elbow. That bitch was this goddamn big, bleeding. He was like, oh. But look, he acting like, dog, he answered the text.
Bro, he texted me at 2 o'clock in the morning.
And I ended up coming into work anyway.
I didn't see
because he hit you back.
Yeah.
I hit him up I woke up at like 7 o'clock. Who's at 2 o'clock in the morning? I'm asleep.
It wasn't 2 o'clock in the morning. Bro, we had just left. Okay, it was like 12.
Nigga, I go to bed. I live right down the street from Steve House. I'm going to bed.
I ain't know. I went for the risky.
I said, this is a story, nigga. I ain't going.
No, I sent pictures. I was like, nah, nigga, I gotta bleep his name out. It's time to show, man.
People on that goofy shit. There's people out here tweaking, bro. If you ready for the show, say. Say. Say.
Welcome to the I Ain't Going Show, where anything goes except us. I'm your host, CJ.
Awesome, CJ-ish.
And we are here with two special guests here. You might have seen them before in the past. I don't know what we call you. Can we call you by your government name?
Or do you call me by my government? Government okay. Is fine with me.
Right. We got Jamerson, not Jameson, in the building. And of course, we got our recording shit. Damn near the third on this show, man. We got Big Chris in this bitch, man.
I'm a co-host, man. You might as well put me on the show full time, man. Get me on the payroll, baby.
Payroll?
Like, we don't got no payroll.
You don't like it. And we are here to debate, relate, berate, and be great. And as usual,
it's homie time right now, okay?
How you young man been doing, man?
I'm gonna let Christian go first on that one.
You know, still being a father, I go back to work Monday, man. I drunk some of my wife's breast milk this week, man. You know, it don't taste that bad. That's crazy, bro. No, breast milk don't taste that bad, bro.
Hey, Jameson was in the group chat mad as hell and calling us all type of names.
Because I'm the only one that ain't drunk.
No. Before we even said we did, he was like, who the fuck is doing that?
Breast milk, bro. Y'all crazy, dog.
Bro, it don't taste that bad. I had to make sure the baby milk was straight. So I tasted it. Like, was it cold or warm?
I understand curiosity. That. I got that. But the curiosity. Way y'all was, but the way it was brought about, it was like, it's a thing. Like, hey, nigga, we drinking this breast milk. Breast milk. It was like a thing. I was just like, bro, what the fuck?
No, you act like we drinking about a cup.
That's just how I came. That's like how I came across. That's on me. That's on me. I ain't got no kids.
Like, is this gonna be like a part of my life now? I heard it's good for you. The slaves is doing it. Like,
so how many times have y'all did it?
It was just
like more than once.
It was just that one. I was like,
that one. Oh, all right, cool. I'm straight. Curiosity. I understand.
Yeah. He's still doing it. Still,
yeah. I did it like three like, times.
I heard
like,
that shit fuck with your biceps.
No. Because I heard like it can taste different depending on what your wife did. So I tasted like three different times.
And was it different?
It tastes the same.
All right.
Like, three times.
Next time it's going to be eight.
Next show, man. Ain't nothing wrong with a cup of milk for a gym. Yeah.
I'm mixing in with the liquor, man. It helps with the electrolytes.
Crazy.
But you been good, fatherhood and all that shit?
It's been good, man. You know, he cried a lot, but you know, part of it, you know, he can't talk. So I'm like, why you crying? You want your diaper change? You want to go to the potty? What's going on?
You expecting him to respond?
Yeah, I be talking to him like we having real conversations. Whatever he go at, I'm like, right, well, that's where we at.
Oh. All right, man. Jameson, how you been, bro?
I've been good, brother. I can't complain. You know, keeping it steady.
You awake, man. You know, last time we saw you, it was a lot of crying Jordan faces.
Yeah, I had me out here tired as hell. But yes,
half of that was your fault.
I don't know, man.
Last you ain't take your usual nap.
I do take a nap every day.
You missed it that day.
And you ain't got to tell everybody that I take a nap every day. But if you're not taking naps every day, bro, come on now. I'm trying to put you down. But I'm good, though. I'm good. I'm well-rested. Well-rested, feeling good. You know, I'm just glad to be on the show. So, yeah, I'm good.
Okay, man, we appreciate you being here.
So, how you been, dog?
I've been straight, man. You know, marriage been whooping my ass a little bit, but
don't get me in trouble.
I'm not doing no specifics in the show. like, you know, it just comes with the territory. But we good now. We good now, man. I'm happy about that. Shit has been my door to spring break. Fucking school is they crooks because they go on spring break and I still got to pay.
Damn.
And they took it out this week.
Like, make sure you get paid.
The audacity of these niggas. But other than that, man, I've just been entertaining her, been shucking and jiving, taking her out places and stuff like that, being a good dad. She's into my music selection.
Okay. What?
Yeah. I mean, I can't play the cuss and stuff. Like my wife and got on me on that stuff. Nah, I'm more so doing like R&B shit and like older shit and like that. And she just be in the back like, what's the name of that song? And then it touched my heart. Like when she started like singing the song, I was like, okay. Let's sing it together. Like, I'm glad it went no R. Kelly. Okay. I had to stop playing that. I had to stop playing that immediately when she started repeating it back. I was just like, ooh, yes. This could be bad. I mean, even though it could be Step in the Name of Love. I don't know.
She got to learn that one on her own when she get a little older.
I mean, it's playing at all our events when they're
I feel it.
I'm just not gonna be the nigga that is.
I feel it. Optics.
Yeah. But before we get into Black History in the Making, I want to shout out our sponsor, Stogie Tobacconist. Stogie Tobacconist, premium cigars for the culture. Respect the smoke.
Smoke something, bitch.
As you can see on the ticket right here, go to stogietobacconist.com. Hit them up for their premium cigars. Oh, that nigga's not here. And hit them up for mobile cigar lines for your next event. I did not address that, and I am sorry, Brother Darryl. So D has, he's taking a break. He's allotted. He's not gone. He's still here, and he's here with us in spirit, but he'll be back in May. So he's doing stuff that he got to do, and then he'll be right back kicking it with us again. But Stogie Tobacconist, hit him up. Oh, and the discount. So, of course, use I Ain't Going for the promo for the discount. But also, if you hit him up and you use our names and you book that mobile cigar lounge, you get 12 cigars for the free. I ain't used to doing that.
I see.
Shout out to the boy Darryl. I'm keeping the seat warm for you, brother.
All right, man, let's get into Black History in the Making. Black History in the Making, as we always say, we want to shout out our ancestors for everything they did for us to get to this point right here. And we also want to shout out the good black people that are doing things right now to help us progress. And we got an Atlanta native right here, so we're going to shout out one of the Atlanta natives, man. Dwight Howard is doing his thing. What?
I wasn't expecting Dwight Howard. I'm sorry.
You don't like Dwight Howard?
No. No disrespect to Dwight Howard. But that was the last person.
You like Dwight Howard?
And I was
why you do Dwight Howard? He's one of y'all greats.
Hey, chill out, bro. Relax. Shout out to Dwight Howard.
Can I finish? You tell me to chill out.
That's me. I'm not laughing. That man made a fake Dwight Howard.
Dwight Howard has his own basketball league over in Asia, man. It's called the Asian Tournament, and he's got a bunch of former NBA players playing in it, but he's also doing tryouts in Atlanta. By the time you hear this, the trials will be over. But niggas that watch this can't hoop still. But he's doing the tryouts, and he's having exclusive pro combine April 12th through 13th, designed to spotlight the next wave of elite hoopers ready to play professionally overseas. So shout out to him for giving people exposure, a check, and all that stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty dope because he got even got like the high school kids to sign up and go over there and like just do like run through the trials. They can't really get like a you know a deal, but they can go play with the other professionals and try to get you know see how the
yeah,
how it is in the professional leagues. But shout out to him for doing that, man.
I'm still stuck on the whole Dwight Howard Atlanta thing, but
he's
know,
not a native. He lives here, bro.
I just wasn't expecting. But shout out to that
We're talking
Dwight.
About the good things that he's
shout
doing.
Shout out to Dwight for doing the good things that he's doing. Shout out to you, brother. Shout out to you.
Like, he's upset. Like,
you I'm just, not upset. I just wasn't
he
expecting.
He should have said future or something.
Man, and I'm that's not, worse.
I'm not finna go there with y'all. Shout out to Dwight though. That's right, on me. That's
we,
on me.
We
man.
Got one more. I think you'll approve of this one. Right, so Morehouse College has just become the first HBCU to win a national boxing championship with the Morehouse Boxing Club, man. Are you approving that?
I approve of that.
I didn't even know
I didn't know they had boxing. But they were hitting though.
Now I'm like, shit. Can we like roll up and watch some of that shit?
You probably can. You get a schedule, you know what I'm saying?
But like that's dope as hell. And it's dope that they got a fucking boxing team. Like, so these niggas got to be I shouldn't have used the N-word during this. Got to have be Olympic bound.
Olympic qualified.
That's funny. Going
to the Olympics.
But shout out to them. They coach the team, everything. Keep doing everything that you're doing. All right, man, let's get into why we're here, man. Let's get into that just happened.
That just happened.
It is literally just happened. So Texas has passed a bill requiring fathers to pay pre-birth for child support. The bill is known as SB 942. It don't fucking matter. This shit is fucking wild. So let me get down to the brass tacks of this shit. So what they pretty much saying is like all the bills fall on the mother pre-birth and shit, like OBGYN visits, prenatal vitamins, all that type of shit. And then they're saying that it's retroactive. So you might not even know you the dad and you get this bill. However, they are saying that it may depend upon a DNA test.
Hmm.
So they ain't even like really solidifying if it's going to be a DNA test yet.
I mean,
because, you know, if you sign that birth certificate,
yeah,
it's
over for you. You're done.
What can come of this?
How much is, well, what, okay, what can come of it is a different question. But my question to my man right here is,
whoa, why me?
No, just because y'all,
why put me on child support?
He just recently had a baby.
But he married. It don't count for marrying. Yes.
No. I got it. Real quick. How expensive is like those prenatal, like everything leading up, like that part? Because with insurance, I don't think that's that.
It's high until you meet your deductible. But she met a deductible by time, like, because she was going to the doctor before she got pregnant. So it really wasn't that expensive, but I'm like.
Exactly. All right. That's all I needed to hear.
How you put me on child support? I don't even know the little nigga mine. That's crazy. That's wild. I'm not saying mine ain't mine. Don't do that.
But when they find out that it's yours.
I mean.
If they find out. Because, you know, a lot of people do sign that birth certificate.
Yeah.
Like on a strength.
No, the strength is crazy.
Then you be on the Maury show talking about that. Strength is crazy.
But no, that's crazy though, because like, is it like real child support, like the same type of child support, like?
Like you gotta pay
like $1,200 a month. Type
you gotta
shit?
Fucking. That's crazy. I think you gotta half it, whatever the fuck the bills was, or whatever the fuck they decide the bills is.
I mean, if I'm just putting half of whatever the bills is, that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah. No, it ain't cool. You ain't putting me on child support and the baby.
I mean, no child support. I'm just saying, like,
it's
if
retroactive.
I'm paying, if
so
I'm
you
paying,
getting it after
if
the
I'm
baby
paying,
come out, boom. From the time that you
did,
nine
like,
months.
If it's all,
months.
If all I'm paying is half of what she paid,
but then she can put you on regular.
Not,
child
I'm not tripping
you
on that. I'm not tripping on that. But if it's like normal child support shit, like nigga, this percentage of your check is coming out before this shot, then that's crazy. Like it's crazy.
It
that's,
might be though.
That's crazy. If it's like that, then no, I don't agree. That's some bullshit.
Because she can.
But
lie.
If I'm just paying,
lie,
if I'm just paying half of what she was billed that she had to pay for, then all right, cool.
She can lie on the dude and say he the baby, he the you know the baby father, and then hit me on child support, pre child support. That's wild.
Nah, it's you got to sign a birth certificate, and it's like they say they if they put the DNA test in there, which I think that should be automatic.
That honestly, it
if
should be an automatic
married,
thing.
It should be automatic.
It should be automatic. Nigga,
it should be automatic for everything. It should
just be a normal procedure.
No, I said that, but be. You ain't married, so you can't say that.
I know.
Like, I think you should, but you know, you go wrong with your wife and say, "Hey, I want a DNA test," and it is yours. Then she's gonna be mad. So now you like,
but like,
I'm gonna just stand. I'm gonna stand strong for the brothers who can't say nothing, because one day I'm gonna be a brother who can't say nothing. So right now, I'm gonna stay strong.
I can say stuff. I'm just getting in trouble for it.
Like, I'm gonna be on
like,
the couch.
Hey, dog, like, though, I believe if, like, my wife was moving funny and not picking up phone calls and being out of town and shit, and I'm seeing her, like, in random pictures, like, like they do it all the time. Like, if you just seeing shit, you just don't feel right. Like, man, I want
yeah,
a fucking
yeah,
test.
Yeah. My wife did have a wild summer.
And you can clown me afterwards, but, like,
that's why it should be a normal procedure, like, every time. That's why it yeah, literally should be. Yeah. So it wouldn't even. You know, ain't gotta be none of that.
And shout out Simone Ash. We had her on the show before. She was like, "Yes." I'm just like, "You're one of the good ones."
shout out to you, Simone.
Yeah, shout
was
out.
She sitting on this chair.
No. It was another.
How does she look, like, Simone? Is Simone cute? Like?
Oh God!
You know me, bro. I'm just joking. Like, I'm joking.
Yeah, joking. Oh, got a shout out. Her. I'm gonna put it right here. Shout out her podcast that she got going on, man. And she's doing like a lot of healing with her and other black women that are likewise.
Okay. Shout out to you and those black women.
Trey Song Boys.
Shout out to her. Is she
I'm
cute?
Dead serious. I'm serious.
Like, a great, she might be a caring right, person,
on,
bro.
I'm serious.
She is. She is.
You can't go off looks. One day you're going to be old, man. You'll be like, dang, you know, looks fade, but love
yeah,
lasts
one
forever.
Day, that one day, it's going to be a long time from now, buddy. It's going to be a long time
bro,
from 60, now.
You're talking about you're going to get married, bro. You might as well not do it.
Nah, bro.
Don't listen to him.
Yeah.
Do what's right for you. Yes, I saw some shit the other day. It was talking about women are having kids after 40 more than ever.
Oh, baby.
Oh man, bro, you be pulling up to your kids' kindergarten graduation.
Nah, you right about that.
In a hover round, bro.
Because niggas was asking me, "Is that your granddad?" No, nigga, that's my daddy. Fuck out of here.
Are your daddy old?
It's my dad. Well, it was old. My daddy was old.
Oh,
okay. For sure.
Oh, okay. Oh, you know, I always wondered about that shit. Like, did they show up like old in the face like later on? I guess not.
But my parents are kind of old. Like my mother is old. Like my mother just turned 70.
Dang, what she had you? Shit. Like,
shut
yeah.
up.
40?
Shit.
Yeah.
Pushing. I'm 31.
So 39?
Yeah. Man.
Damn, I'm going to be the old.
70.
Damn, I'm going to be bro. Old.
For sure. Yeah, you going to be that old nigga.
But I was joking. I told Chris Jones I was going to have a baby by 37. Well, my wife was going to have a baby by 37. It's like, not me, but.
How old are you?
I'll be 38 this year, bro. I didn't want to tell you.
My bad, brother. My bad, brother. My bad,
old.
Brother.
Now they going to, you know, Chris Jones is an old nigga.
It make you feel good. I'm 40. Feels great, man.
Nigga look 28.
Nah, nigga look at him, the liquor and the smoking whooping my ass. Oh, man. But, yeah. Niggas got to move out of Texas and change their phone numbers if this is the case. Like, I'm not fucking with that.
Couldn't be me.
No. That's why I got out the streets, man. It sucks.
Yeah, streets hard these days, especially in Atlanta, man.
Yeah, just make it work, man. Make it work.
You got it, bro. motherfucker, you don't want to see one here. The streets too fast for me, bro. I'm old.
Shit, man. Look, I ain't in no streets.
That nigga Mitch. Nigga like me.
I love this shit, man.
Fuck. I'm gonna die. No, let me stop crapping, cursing a little too much, but no.
You can curse all you want, man.
I know, but you know.
He trying to be a Christian. I'm still trying to be.
Okay. Yeah, because the fans need to see this face. What's her name again? Simone needs to see
me. Simone Ash, man.
Simone Ash. I'm going to look you up on Instagram right now. I'm not. I actually have not been on Instagram for a while.
You make it seem like this is a job.
haven't been to work in a while.
But like, I know we're not on recording right now.
Yes, we are.
No, I edit this out. Now that he said that.
But no, you know, since I'm not eating fried chicken and all that shit, I took off. So this is off of Lent.
So hold on.
I be taking shit off of Lent. I'm not on social media Monday through Friday for Lent. Monday through Friday.
So on Monday through Friday. I gotta cut this off.
You don't have to. I was just saying.
You took off fried chicken, but you eat fried fish?
Nigga, you didn't have to tell the world that.
I'm confused.
I told y'all that before the cast started.
I was confused.
But yes, because fried chicken got a special place. I just don't be going, let me go get me some fried fish. I don't really do that. But I go get me some chicken wings. I can eat chicken wings every day, nigga.
Yeah, you
literally every day, nigga. I eat fries every day.
That's when you choose to not put the hard R on that one.
That's true. That's all.
All right, man. So, have y'all done the 23andMe shit?
No.
Trying to figure out who the fuck y'all are?
Hold on.
I don't know that.
Is that the
DNA thing?
The DNA test. Yeah. Oh, I was talking to a friend about that a while ago. I need to do that, but I have not.
They going bankrupt.
It's a good thing you didn't do that shit, because them niggas went bankrupt and now they're selling everybody's information.
Wow.
For money. So 23andMe went bankrupt. Pretty much everything I said. And I didn't know they was gonna go bankrupt, but like I knew that this was gonna come a time where they would be like selling people information, because it's just like, why the fuck are you? Who cares? I mean, I understand who cares and all that shit, but it's just like, it's too easy to just like send your DNA off to some niggas, pay them to do it, and just like trust them to not do no shit with it.
Now they about to do shit with it.
Yeah, I'm just saying, but like, what the hell is selling my, like, what they gonna get from that?
But say you got some under wraps.
You got good organs?
Or you kin to somebody and you didn't want nobody to know, but now they gonna sell it to somebody.
What can they tell? Like, you tell somebody that I'm part this, part that, and...
Or you might be kin to somebody you didn't, and they don't want it to be out. Like, they paid
like
you.
Like, who, Hitler? I mean, what the hell? No, boy, I'm not even joking. Like, I mean, at the end of the day, like... I don't know. As long as you don't give away my social security number and my goddamn my routing number.
Oh, that shit been gone.
As long as they don't nobody know that, I'm good. You can tell them who. I don't care. But shout out to 23andMe for going under.
Why are you shouting them out?
Why are you shouting out for going under?
Because they try.
Like, what? What the fuck? What the fuck are you on, bro?
Shout them out for going under.
They went under, bro. Shout out to them.
That nigga,
man,
had stock in them. He told us. I shorted them niggas.
I sold on the rebound.
Oh, man. we've been having a little fun with the liquor, man. And speaking of that, there's a new thing going on with sober parties. Coffee party is a traveling morning party. For a flat rate, You get access to coffee, pastries, and you're invited to socialize with a crowd as energetic music plays. Are y'all with this shit?
Fucker, I'm not doing no morning parties.
Oh, nigga, I didn't been to a day party with you. You been to brunch.
That's like afternoon. That's like afternoonish. That was like 11. Who went to the Falcons game? It was like 11, 10.
That's the morning.
Yeah, that's morning.
That's the morning. Yeah. You're right. Man, no coffee party. You ain't drinking coffee. I don't even like coffee like that.
I don't go nowhere sober that I'm trying to have fun at.
My nigga. Like, come on, bro, wait.
First of all, I have went to parties sober. You can have fun being sober.
Hey, that's cool. You can be that guy. Yeah. But I'm not
light
that
a
guy.
Fire without matches too, nigga.
Sorry, you got to be high to have fun.
No, I got to be drunk to be around a lot of people. In that environment with energetic music playing,
come on,
you don't want to be around that shit,
bro. I'm trying to go. If I'm sober and I'm around, I'm trying to go home.
I'm not trying to yell at this motherfucker that's sitting 2 feet away from me and all that shit.
The older I get, it's hard to recover. You know, you're still a young pup, man, but you get my age, you'll realize it's hard to recover.
Oh yeah, tomorrow, my wife gonna be a single mom. I'm gonna be in the fucking bed.
Y'all are weak, man.
Oh, okay.
Weak, man. What you get up there with us?
I'm 40, bro.
I'm always be able to recover, man.
Nah, okay. Bro. That,
always. But regardless. No matter about my recovery time, I'm not going to no party. Nothing that I'm trying to have fun socially at sober. Like, no, nigga, I need 3 shots before I walk into that motherfucker.
3 shots?
Like,
bro.
Dead ass serious. Like, no, I got my cup.
I feel you.
Before I walk in, I got my cup. And then I walk in, then I'm acting sober. I'm like, yeah, let's take a shot.
In my younger days, I'm drinking on the way there.
Come on. Oh, nigga.
In the car.
Yeah,
that's like
way have the before. Bottle.
That's a long time ago.
College days, man. Come but on, now man. I'm somewhere at a party, man. I don't got to get drunk to have a good time.
Yeah, I know.
We know, nigga. Like,
you see, but you be having a real good time when you've been drinking.
Yeah, but I have too much fun. Like, sometimes you got to tell me to chill out. Like, it's different levels of Chris drunk.
I've been there.
I ain't never. Bro, that one time, B. That was that one time.
I ain't never had to calm him down, man.
Talk about it, bro. I've been there.
My wife know about it.
I married this nigga.
The whole story? I'm joking.
Look, now I'm beat up.
I'm joking.
Like, Wait, when did the show drop?
She only listens to the shows.
Word for word.
Oh, let's talk about some wholesome shit.
Shit.
Do y'all fuck around with leftovers? Like, you go out to eat, nice dinner and all that shit.
Yes, if I pay for it.
I don't even know. Do you, like, take women out to eat?
That's a setup, nigga.
No. You take them to cookout, bro.
Have you been waiting to tell that joke, nigga? What is this going on? Goodness gracious. Simone, don't listen to this nigga.
I take him to Motel 6.
I don't know what you think about his dating life.
Nigga, yes, I eat leftovers. If I pay for it, I'm eating that shit. Okay. If I make it and I get to, if I make this shit on Monday and it's Thursday and it's there, I'm eating that shit. I'm very efficient.
How long you let leftovers last?
Hey, hold on. Don't,
Shit.
Like, at a certain time, I got to let that shit go.
Real talk,
I got to smell it.
What? I got to look at it and smell it. Because you can look at some shit.
4 days is getting thrown away in my house, bro.
Okay.
That's not a bad
but
time.
But my wife will let it sit there.
But see, me though.
That shit go Saturday to Saturday.
I'm serious, bro. If I put my hard work and in cooking
day,
that
I
shit.
I throw that shit in the freezer.
I'm throwing that shit in the freezer. Bro, come on, bro. If I know I put in time, bro, I'm going to throw that shit in the freezer.
You like you Chef Boyardee or some
nigga,
shit, bro.
I be
bro.
Cooking
you
that shit up now. Real talk. But Hamburger seriously.
Helper, bro.
Nigga, please. But I will throw that shit in the freezer.
Tacos
real
is
quick.
What it is.
No, bro, you don't see my meal. You ain't gonna be seeing my meals. My meals.
No, I don't know basic, what you eat bro. Chicken, bro. Like, eat rice and chicken, bro. What the hell is amazing about rice and chicken? Rice cooker, chicken in the oven, bro. What the fuck?
Bro, I make my salmon. I make my green beans. I have my carrots, my potatoes, my bro. But yes, 4 days and I will freeze some shit, okay? Freezer buys it a little bit more time than 4 days. Come on now.
I got some shit in the freezer. I'm finna rework that shit.
Come on now.
I bought some puff pastry shit. I'm finna turn that shit into some shit I seen on fucking Instagram, nigga. Cheese.
Cooking.
Sauce.
What's that girl name? What's
cooking with Kaya.
Yeah, old niggas love cooking with Kaya, though.
Old niggas love cooking with Kaya.
I've seen it like one time, bro.
Cooking with Kaya for me is different than cooking with Kaya with these old niggas.
Don't do that shit.
They don't even be looking at the food. These old niggas be looking at Kaya.
I seen it one time, nigga.
These old niggas don't do shit.
I seen it one
time. They don't cook with Kaya. They
I can't even play that shit in my house. Like, you cooking with who?
I know. Shit. Oh, niggas.
Nigga, I found out about that shit on fucking with the show and shit. Showed it to my wife, and she was like, "Oh, that's fine."
Cooking with Kyle, bad as a motherfucker though.
I see,
you know a lot
feet.
About her. Yeah. You try to put it on us.
I try to set the ass up though. I try.
Nah. Nope. If we're gonna do it, we can look at our Explore pages and see what the fuck is on what.
I don't want
to
go to my Explore.
Oh, my Explore is good. It's
my Explore page is crazy.
I know it is. I know it is.
Well, my shit ain't
Let's
crazy,
not
man.
Go to it.
Mine gonna be mostly workout videos, bro.
Nah, let's all three do a screenshot right now, and you can post it on the.
I don't know. Everybody, no, I'm good with agreeing with it. I'm just not trying to put, you know what I'm saying?
I'm bullshitting.
Yeah, you are. I ain't scared, bro.
I'm bullshitting.
We can do it.
Yeah, that was my poker face. I don't know if y'all saw that shit.
iPhone ass nigga.
Hey, talking about.
But back to leftovers. I don't have leftovers when I go out to eat. I kill everything. So I might eat my wife's leftovers. So.
Damn, you kill your whole meal?
Bruh.
So do you eat the bread?
Nah, I don't eat bread like that when I go out. But it's like a 99% my entree is gone, bro. I don't
be fucking with the bread unless I'm at like one of them bread restaurants.
Yeah, but I, like Texas Roadhouse, I'm really like, I lie about
you
that.
Lying. I lie.
What's some nasty bread? Okay, Outback. I won't eat Outback bread.
No, okay.
That shit nasty.
That's like you said, you was a real lobster and ain't touching damn
Texas
biscuit.
Roadhouse, I'm like, okay,
that's cap.
Lying.
All right. I'm sorry. Can I say something real quick?
Say something crazy.
What you just said about
Red Lobster?
Red Lobster. You ain't taking
the biscuits.
And you see how I initially I'm like, okay, y'all cap. Like, I've never had a biscuit.
Man, shut the fuck up.
Red Lobster. Where the God?
Shut the fuck up.
I put that
you
shit
fucking
on.
Man, shit on. Fix your fucking microphone. That's how you know you're lying.
I'm dead serious.
You're lying.
I'm dead.
You never had a fucking Cheddar Bay biscuit.
I've never had one, bro. I've put it on everything I love.
So you ain't never graduated?
I've never.
High school or middle school?
I went there at my 8th grade prom.
And you ain't eat the biscuit?
I don't like cheese and I'm not.
Oh yeah, he don't eat cheese.
I don't like cheese.
So how you
see,
eat pizza?
Bro, I shouldn't have even told this on the pod. But yes, I've never had one and fuck them. I don't like it. I don't get the whole little thing that everybody say
because you ain't had it, nigga. Blah, blah,
blah, blah. Oh, goddamn Cheddar Bay Red Lobster.
That nigga don't eat cheeseburgers.
So when you gonna have one?
Never.
He eat hamburgers.
Why?
He don't eat cheese.
Bro, it ain't even like cheesy like that. It's just good.
It's not cheesy like
I'm
that.
I'm not. I feel like I've been. I'm 31.
What biscuits are you fucking with? Like, let's name your top three. What?
I don't really have. I just started eating biscuits for real.
Cause you, you know what the fuck is on that goddamn
Hardee's got some good biscuits.
Okay, get the fuck out of my
Hardee's
face.
Hardee's biscuits are bomb as fuck.
Hardee's biscuits.
Don't talk to me about no fucking Hardee's biscuits.
Hardee's
when you never had Red Lobster biscuits.
Nigga, you asked me say something. Nigga, you asked me what biscuits I had. Nigga, I didn't freely give you this information. You asked me what biscuits.
What's
I told you.
What's
is this
biscuits?
A safe space
what's
or not?
What's the race? What's the rest? No, it's not a safe space.
I don't know if I ain't going. I don't think I ain't going right now. Because I'm scared.
What's the other two?
Oh, it is what I ain't else? Going. My bad. I ain't going.
It doesn't matter that I'm not going.
You got a drink. I ain't going. Go ahead. What else you got?
I don't know. I'm not a biscuit guy, but.
Bojangles?
Them fucking Chick-fil-A biscuits.
Can I name?
Let him name his drop biscuits.
Go ahead, man.
I said Hardee's got some good
biscuits.
If
he say Popeyes, he got to leave.
Nigga, I have never had a Hardee's biscuit.
Church's got some good biscuits.
I don't eat Hardee's biscuits. I mean, I don't eat, I'm sorry, Popeyes.
Church's biscuits, fine.
Yeah. I've never had one.
Who is this nigga?
I used to always just get the chicken. So you just like biscuit. Avoid all the good biscuits. I used to biscuits. Get my sister like, nigga, you want this biscuit? She be like, hell yeah.
My name is Clarence.
I'm not a biscuit eating nigga. I had Hardee's. I like Hardee's biscuits. I like Chick-fil-A biscuits. Everything that I say, I eat with something else. I eat with protein. So I eat a chicken biscuit. Everything I'm saying is like a chicken biscuit.
I eat with protein. Lobster.
I don't know, man. Chick-fil-A biscuit, Hardee's biscuits.
Look, man. We're going to have to go out.
I'm not eating no Red Lobster's biscuit. I don't like cheese.
You're not going to taste it?
Yes, I am.
You said you will?
He don't eat cheese.
I don't eat cheese.
Dog, it's not that much cheese in the motherfucker.
Bro, you gonna force him to eat a cheese biscuit, bro? It's wild, bro.
It's crazy, man. It's not even in the segment, bro. This was not in the segment.
No means
this
no.
This was not. I didn't know.
I should never said this. But okay, one day if you want to go out there, we can goddamn eat some cheddar fucking biscuit. Next time I'm on the pod.
You can bring some cheddar biscuit.
It's right over there by the JJ's. You don't go to that JJ's. But yeah,
hell
we,
no.
We can do it. One on camera. That's the best one.
I ain't feel safe up in there.
Watch out.
I ain't see nobody grandma up in there. No shit like that. I see all YNs. I was like, oh no, I'm gonna go to the one by my house.
Watch out. But you know, maybe I'll let you know the next time that I go to a Red Lobster. I'll try the biscuit.
Now niggas got to do it.
Do people still go to Red Lobster?
Yeah, they got a black CEO now. My mama do shit around.
She's 70 though.
What the fuck? Summer on
I'm just saying she do though. She the only person that I know go with her friends.
I don't
friends.
Know. I haven't been to shit.
They go for the blue. Shrimps
up. I'm blue by that shit. Church's biscuits too.
Yeah, you ain't about church's biscuits.
First of all the churches around me, goddamn, are closed down.
No, they not.
Yes, they is. The one on goddamn on Gresham's been closed for a long time. They all
you
closed.
Live 10 minutes from me.
I'm not driving. No, I live 14. I'm not driving 14 minutes to 14, go to bro, you got churches. Time? Hell, why it drives 14 minutes to churches? Nobody does that.
You're right.
Come on,
I don't like the chicken from that. Churches. I just like the biscuit. I haven't been to churches.
Yeah, I go there for the cancer. Like the chicken is just like
chicken be melting through the box. Like
it's on sale.
$5.99 for 10 pieces.
But yeah, that's
honey on the biscuit, nigga.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
it's I put that honey on my Chick-fil-A biscuit.
But it's honey on the biscuit at churches when you
I'ma
get
do
it.
I'm going to do it.
And that's the only reason why you eat the fucking chicken. Because you know you're going to die.
I'm not saying that it's not good. I'm just saying, brother, I never had it.
Okay. But back to leftovers. That's what we was on.
Yeah.
We all in agreement on leftovers.
Yeah, we all in agreement. I'm eating leftovers.
What's the who doesn't?
Gen Z.
Yeah, the new people don't eat leftovers.
What age is it? It's like the young. Is
like
the
after
YNs?
96?
Yeah.
Yeah, YNs.
Okay, the YNs.
No, it's not the YNs. Gen Z is right after us. Right. YNs is
the new.
After them.
YNs is like the end of them.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. YNs the one that, okay.
But my aunt didn't eat leftovers, though. She grew up, you know. It like her, they ate leftovers their whole life, and she like, she don't eat leftovers now. So growing up, that's why I was fat. We eat her leftovers. She cooked Sunday spread and she won't eat the leftovers.
I can't get back. Shit.
She won't eat it. She
I
said,
stayed taking
she
a plate from my uncanny house.
She was tired of eating leftovers growing up, so she didn't eat leftovers.
I'm not mad at that. I was tired of spaghetti in my mama's house and I ain't ate spaghetti.
That's
since.
What I was getting to on the I leftover shit.
I'm not eating no fucking leftover spaghetti.
I brought spaghetti to the job one day and this nigga went off.
He got my finger. Nigga went mad. Who brought fucking spaghetti?
I ate it like 2 days in a row. And he was like, no. He was like, no. My mama used to always be like, there's spaghetti in there. He's like, I'm not eating that shit. I was like, damn,
man. Like, literally,
I was like,
spaghetti.
I ain't gonna lie. I got another day of this shit.
This nigga was crazy with spaghetti. And he had flashbacks.
Hey, boy. I'm Gen Z, dude, nigga. Because hell no. Fuck that spaghetti.
That's funny.
No. I hate spaghetti.
It's okay, man. I don't eat leftover lima beans, man.
Oh, yeah.
When I was fat, man, my foster mom used to make me eat lima beans, bro. I'm not getting deep. Shut up. Don't you start that shit. Every time I go deep.
I remember the story. Yeah, like, man. You couldn't eat what you wanted to eat until you finished them.
Oh, yeah, finish a bowl of lima beans, bro. To this day, I fight you for some lima beans. I said, what the fuck wrong with you, bro? Why are you laughing, bro? Why the fuck are you laughing? You are, why, bro?
Lima beans is just crazy though. But I'm sorry,
lima beans, bro. That shit, I will throw up if I see lima beans. Bro.
Lima beans crazy. I don't think Gen Z eats lima beans.
No, they don't even know what the fuck that is.
Throwing up, you see spaghetti.
Yeah, that's crazy though. I'd rather eat spaghetti every day than lima beans.
I wanted to fuck around and have some here.
He should
have
put some on the table. But
yeah, like I was just next to the fucking fish. It's like, it's
fish and spaghetti.
Don't people eat fish and spaghetti?
Yeah, up north. Yeah, yeah. Up north.
That's some shit that you, shit. Oh, that's some shit that.
More like New York.
From what I guess them in New York, but from what I get, it's like people like in the Arkansas, Mississippi area and shit that migrated. No. All our people is from there. So like, yeah, we eat that shit. And then I got down here and the motherfuckers like, that's stupid. Like,
that is a wild combo.
I just know that from the G-Dip, so fish
that
and spaghetti.
That is a wild combo. Fish and spaghetti is a wild. I've never seen spaghetti in another entree. Like, I've only seen spaghetti by itself.
We have spaghetti and, like green beans and spaghetti.
Nah, I've only seen spaghetti and spaghetti. spaghetti is spaghetti.
I'm sorry, brother. I didn't mean to bring that up.
My mom used to bring out a big plate. of nothing but spaghetti.
That man is going crazy.
I used to be like, bruh.
Not again.
Brother. I got to down all this shit before
brother,
I go to
my room. The name of this episode
will
be Spaghetti and Lima Beans. Because y'all niggas is having PTSD over this shit.
I'm good. This man blanking out, bro. Like, you bring some spaghetti.
Literally having to down a whole plate of spaghetti.
My wife make a fast spaghetti.
I'm not
I don't
want to
see that shit.
I'm not taking anything.
Bro, all right, which one you eat? You go eat it
Monday when I come back to work, bro. I'm bring something.
Which one you eating? The red lobster biscuit or spaghetti?
You got to choose.
Real talk. Damn it. Shout out to my mom. I'm eating spaghetti, bro.
Wait, she didn't put cheese in it? Because
it's been years since I've had spaghetti, so I can double back.
How many?
Spaghetti. Real shit. I haven't had spaghetti. It's like honestly,
20 years.
No. Because I'm be real. When I graduated college, my homeboy mama came down. For some reason, made some spaghetti for everybody.
You spaz.
And this was in 2000. My homeboy made some. Real talk. I graduated 2015. The last time I had spaghetti was 2015.
Okay.
It's 2025 10 years ago. That's the last time I had spaghetti. 10 years ago. And the last time was before that. I was in high school and I probably didn't eat that shit.
This nigga act like he had an AA. Yes. I ain't drank in a minute. Plug on my chip.
Public announcement. If y'all real talk shit, to Jameson, bro. Do not make spaghetti on the first day.
So how does this rock with females? Because they like making
spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
It's an easy dish.
Yeah. Are you I don't even want to fuck no more.
I was going to marry you till you made spaghetti.
I know a lot of females. I've been cool.
I eat your pussy, but not the spaghetti.
Oh, God. Nigga, that's an easy trade-off. What?
God, no.
Come on, bro.
Spaghetti.
I don't understand.
No, I don't understand.
It's just not. I don't.
I mean, you scarred, bro.
Shit.
This is AA, bro.
Hey, man. How was y'all attendance at school? Was y'all like perfect attendance ass niggas? Or y'all went and.
I used to hate to miss school because every time I missed school, some shit popped off.
Like some good shit?
Like fights and shit, like food fights, crazy shit happened every time I took off. So I used to hate missing school.
Oh, you wanted to be involved in that shit?
No, I didn't want to be involved. I wanted to be there.
Sounds like this nigga was a nerd. He said, I hated missing school.
I did. My mama used to get mad. She used to tell me, I can miss school that day. And I'm like, nah, I'm going to school.
Used to say you can miss school?
Yeah, I was like, nah, I'm going to go.
Oh, yeah, this
nigga
was a
loser.
I'm playing.
Don't hate me.
I'm playing. But me, I actually was probably like almost close to perfect attendance. My mother was a teacher.
So, oh, she okay. made you get up when okay. she got up.
It was.
Shout out to mom.
You got to be on your deathbed to be missing some fucking school. You take some antibiotics and
the whole time.
Take some. You going?
My grandma was a teacher, and my mama was. She worked at my high school, so.
Oh, you was old with them.
Yeah. Anytime, like I couldn't do shit like that. Other kids was doing. Like I be doing the same shit somebody else was like, "Hey, man, call your mama." Like. Wow. Like, you know his mama too, right?
Yeah, you lame.
But anyway, damn.
Tell him to go see his grandma. You said your grandma worked there, though, right?
No, no, no. My grandma was a teacher. She was my first and second grade teacher.
Okay. What? You couldn't cut up that class. That's actually cool, though.
No, I couldn't do nothing. I was getting two whoopings.
Damn.
Yeah, went to school.
At the school.
I love my grandma so much.
And at the house. And it was so crazy because it'd be like, I didn't got the whooping. And she go tell my mom, and she was like, don't whoop him. And then she leave. I was like, yo, you know that's not how this work, right? Yeah, all I get is a, oh, why'd you whoop him? I already did. Oh, you ain't tell me. Oh, okay.
We got double whooped.
Double whooping. Double jeopardy in that motherfucker. Anyway, Charleston County in South Carolina has started a new program to prevent chronic absence where they paying students $25 a week for every perfect attendance week.
$25 a week?
It got to be a hood school because $25 ain't shit.
God damn. I mean, $25 a week, that's $100 a month.
Yeah, but.
And they just started the shit and then paid out 30 bands.
The problem is, it's
problem is in school. Niggas are coming.
Niggas it's illegal. Important. To not to go to school. After 10 days, they call them DSS. So that shit crazy. That
yeah.
That's true.
But you know you can't really control kids if you got a fucking job and shit like that.
What? Yeah. See, they ain't got my mama. I was scared to death to miss school. See, y'all see the kids, the parents off these days.
I'm with you on that. But my mama used to got that. I mean, it was no miss school. It's not even, I can't even fathom missing school. So
like,
I
not
even,
at all? Not even like at the end?
I can't fathom it. Like, no. Like, my mom, like. I can't even fathom it. Literally, I can't.
I missed the bus and she made me go to school.
My mom would have had the bread up until senior year. Like, senior year, I was just like, shit.
I mean, yeah, that's different. Like, when you start, when you smell yourself, you driving and shit like that. Or whatever.
I wasn't driving. Y'all I was driving on a fucking school? Bus you and train.
Boy,
yourself.
I didn't know.
Yeah,
know. That's no different. You know what I'm saying? But I'm talking about
Silver
like.
Silver Spoon, baby. You were driving to school?
Hey, man. I can't, you know.
Since I've known him, he had a nice car.
Yeah, man. Ever since I've
known him.
I can't be mad at you. You know what I'm saying? If you want to say Silver Spoon, I mean, I had a mother that was a school teacher all her life. That's Silver Spoon. Then I'd be Silver Spoon.
Ain't nothing wrong with having good parents and fuck
with
you.
I had a good mother. I had a good man, my mother. Hang on, my mother raised.
We're not going to be niggers, as you say.
Yeah,
my mother raised a good black man. My mother raised a good black man. A good, you know, God.
Didn't.
A good God-fearing black man that, you know, that, yeah, that's I didn't have to want for nothing, you know.
You didn't have to want for nothing? I mean, no. Okay, I didn't.
I mean, everybody want for something. But I didn't, when it comes to, like, necessities in life.
No, no, no. I ain't never had no food.
Yeah, I had the basics.
Had me right.
All that shit happened, it was because of me. When I was out the crib, I was like, damn, I'm making bad decisions out here.
Nah, man. But yeah, you know, my dudes had me right. So
So you had perfect attendance all through all school?
No. No, I didn't have perfect attendance. You know, obviously, niggas get sick and shit. But I was not missing school unless it was like, nigga, are you on your deathbed? Like, it was no, like, just you missed school.
I didn't miss school, bro.
Why the fuck did you?
What's the point of me? I didn't like missing school. I didn't miss school. You hear what I said?
No, but you said didn't miss school. But your mom,
your mom was trying to make me miss school.
He was like, your mom was trying to make you miss school. You like, no, mom, I want to go to class.
Yes, that's how I was.
That's all I'm saying. Like me, I was like, shit. I guess
I didn't want to miss school.
I have a feeling cough coming on, mom.
It was born at the house, but I lived in the country. Ain't shit, North Carolina. Ain't shit. Look at the cornfields. I'm going to school.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Ain't shit to do. I was sitting there looking on a 2-acre yard, look at the grass. We ain't have cable.
Oh, damn, no cable. I would have went to school too.
I was two game systems back.
Price is right.
I would have went to school too, nigga. No.
When niggas had the PlayStation 2. I was just on the Nintendo 64. I was two game systems back.
Niggas had the GameCast.
And Nintendo 64 was, hey, man. Hey, man, don't shit on fucking Dreamcast, man.
I had the GameCast. Yeah, gotta get that.
Sega Dreamcast was shit.
That's on my Dreamcast. What you saying?
I says, okay, yeah, it's okay. Yeah, you ever seen Malibu's Most Wanted?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Damn. But yes,
Don't be hating. We follow. We here. I can't believe you watched that. You a little too old.
Nigga, come on, bro. What's your name? That was one of my first crushes.
I still love her to this day.
To this day,
fucking
Regina Hall.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Was she on Best Man?
Yeah. She's a stripper.
Yeah, stripper.
The stripper.
Can't.
Yeah.
Oh,
she's amazing. Let me chill.
you live here. We don't, bro. I go home.
Yeah. She's nothing compared to my wife, and I'm not saying that on the bullshit. I love my wife. Stop laughing.
Let's put this all right here. This is all coming across. I'm bullshit. I'm bullshit.
Oh, nothing. I edit this whole shit.
I take all this out. It will not be here. It won't be there. It won't be here.
No, I fuck around and do it. Like, oh, baby, that was... Nope, never mind. That's just theatrics. She don't like this show.
Hey, so Regina King or Nia Long? Oh, my bad.
You said King
or
Hall?
We can talk about it real quick. No, Regina. Yeah. Regina Hall
or Nia?
Or Nia Long.
Yeah. Regina Hall. She's funny.
But Nia Long? I ain't talking about
what are we talking about, though? What are we talking about? We talking about the way they look in their prime or look throughout their whole life?
Looks in their prime, bro.
And they prime?
Nia Long with a cherry thong.
I'm going to go Nia Long because Nia Long and Friday is just a different look.
Oh, you too young. Nia Long and Boys in the Hood.
I said Friday. Oh, no, that's she in both?
Yeah,
she look the same in both.
But that's a little...
She looked the same in both.
You look young.
Nigga tried to age check you.
Nigga, yeah. We got to think about wrong. Damn, nigga, am I wrong? Nah, nigga, she looked the same in both. But Regina Hall, like right now?
Oh, yeah, she looked good right now. Yeah, yeah.
My bad.
We off subject. I don't want people to get in trouble in here.
Shout out to Simone.
People.
But she don't even know you, bro.
I don't know. I just going to keep giving her a drop.
Just in case.
I don't make it home tonight.
All right, man. Let's get into sports real quick, man. Dry everything up. But, Nuggets coach Mike Malone. Shut up, niggas. Nuggets coach Mike Malone got fired right before the playoffs. So he had a 4-game losing streak. He was coach of the year, NBA champion in 2023. At this point, like, I haven't seen a lot of coaches of the year get fired, like, right off of that or, like, a couple years off that. It's, like, kind of like the kiss of death. But, like, what do y'all think happened?
I think politics. And when they had 57 wins, second in the West?
So, nah, they won. They top high. Four. They was, like, top four.
They was, like, top four. In the West, though. Right now, they second in the West.
Nah, they, like, top four. I know the Lakers. The Rockets is second. Then it's the Lakers. Bro. And then the Nuggets.
I was going to say, we all have phones.
Yeah, we do have phones.
I'm pretty.
No, I think they were second in the West, bro.
But anyway.
But, I just don't like it because it's end of the season. Like, stuff like that, you can wait till the end of the season.
Yeah.
I mean,
right. With the playoffs.
No, you're right. You're right. They fourth in the West. Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't understand that. I did see some reasoning behind it. Somebody said, like, the GM.
Him and the GM got fired, too, though.
They both. Yeah. But the owner was like.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, apparently, they wasn't seeing eye to eye. But I did. I seen something about the owner saying, like, he rather go ahead and get them fired because he wanted to fire them both anyway, and he didn't want them to have a deep playoff run. Because if they have a deep playoff run, then it's like, damn, I can't fire this nigga now.
That's crazy.
So, but from that end, like, I understand it, but, like, the NBA be on some wild shit. Like,
then they were saying, like, him and Joker, like, when Joker's out the game, they ain't got, like, no minutes, and him in the gym, like, you're not... You know, trying to, you know, rebound.
Because Murray be hurt.
Yeah, but, like, it was politics, man. It's politics, man.
It's, NBA is weird. Yeah, like, when you think about it, NBA does things weirdly. Like, weirdly. So, I mean, firing somebody 4 games. You got, 5 games left?
Yeah.
At that time? Yeah. 5 games? I don't even think it was that many. Like, going to, I don't know. That's weird. But, I mean, I don't.
I think he'll find a job somewhere else.
Oh, he's good, but like, what does the Nuggets do? Like, you have a whole new coach, and you finna go into like the most important part of the season. Like,
and they just gave LeBron an extra 5 years
of fucking
Luka.
He gonna play the 45. LeBron got to be done in the next 2 years.
No,
I don't know. I think he would have been done. Yeah. But when you get a nigga like Luka on your squad,
I can Kareem this bitch out.
I can chill.
And nigga. I'm playing past Kareem.
He's not even hit his Paul Pierce era.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like, I don't think he's gonna stay around for that type of shit.
I'm just saying, but like he hasn't even dipped into that era. Like, nigga, like I'm still a top 8 player in the NBA.
I got a question. Well, I'm going to bring this up to a nigga that, you know, fucks with Paul's big man. You know, I know you a guard ass nigga and a LeBron ass nigga. So I want some unbiased shit.
So you LeBron nigga.
So Jay Williams from ESPN, he tweeted this. Excuse my reading. If LeBron and Steph dropped 61, 10, and 10 in a game this year, we would have shut down the internet and ESPN been talking about it for 2 days straight. But when Jokic does it, it's just another night. Why? Because he doesn't look the part. He's not flashy, not loud, make no mistakes, skill for skill. He's already outpacing Shaq, Hakeem, even Kareem. We're afraid to say it. Jokic isn't just the best player in the world. He's quietly building one of the great legacies we've ever seen. Media still acting like it's a fluke. So, I wasn't just trying to single you out. This is a nigga that's a Tim Duncan fan.
Yeah, I was like Tim Duncan.
And people don't give Tim Duncan no credit like that. Like, he should be top 5.
But he's quiet, though. That's yeah, yeah. About Joker. Like, he's, you know what, third in points?
His last 5 years.
He got
34th. Well, my bad. 26, 10, 8. 27, 13, 7. 24, 11, 9. 26, 12, 9. 29, 12, 10.
He's a triple double.
He got 29, 12, and 10.
Yes, right now.
He's a triple double.
Are you dead serious?
Yes, right third, now. He's
third 29, point. 12, yes. and 10.
Right
he's,
now.
He's third in point.
And his coach got fired.
Listen, he's third in points. He's
29, second, 12, and 10.
He's second in rebounds and second in assists.
He's been averaging triple double.
Yes, he's at
almost a 30 double, a 30 point triple double
as a center.
As a center, bro. They don't.
And it's 29.8, so it's 30.
God, yeah, it's really bro. 30. He's
oh my god,
he's 12.8, so it's really 13.
I didn't know he was averaging 30, yes. 12, and 10.
Yes. Do y'all know who the other two players are? It's points.
Oh. Kareem?
No, I'm talking about this year.
Oh, okay.
It's Shai Alexander for OKC and the Greek Freak. He's the second in points. Yeah. And
then what's Shai averaging, like 33, 34?
He's at 32, yeah. I think.
Yeah. This nigga averaging 30, 12, and 10?
Yes, he's a walking triple-double.
30, 13, and 10 in real life.
Yeah.
30, 13, and 10?
And none of us are sitting up here talking about
this nigga
about
the MVP again. You know they ain't gonna give it to him.
They're not giving it to him because...
You know, the MVP is like... That happens every year. That happens with every great player. Niggas get tired of you winning. It's, you know how that goes. LeBron could have won 6, 7 MVPs in a row. So what's gonna happen to Joker? But 30, 12, and 10 is crazy.
Yes, last. They used
to, but yes, I mean, he's like a big suburban nigga. Serbian.
Okay, that was going to be my question. Suburban. Do y'all think he's the best player in the league, or we just going to be racist?
Right now, is he the best player in the league?
He's been the best player in the league for the past 5 years.
Well,
this is
how I look at it. He's probably the most valuable.
Yeah.
Definitely.
If you put him on any other team, he's going
to... But are you starting... If there was a draft, are you going to pick him first?
Out of... Like right now?
Okay.
Good question. Let's do it.
That's different because if you start, then this is like longevity. Let's say
he's 28.
He ain't old. I don't know how old he is, but he ain't old. I'm saying like, okay, if you had to pick a fucking tournament right now and say who's your first pick?
Yep.
You need to win that
right now.
Yep. Like this year.
Give me him. Joker.
You giving Joker?
Yes. This
your
year.
First pick.
Like this year, players. Joker.
And if I get second, it'd be like Giannis.
I don't know. You know why I say that? I don't know.
You don't think he'd do it on another team?
No, I just don't know. I don't know. I don't have a good reason behind
it. Ain't nobody on this team going to the Hall of Fame.
That's true.
None of them.
Nah, he's balling, bro.
That's true.
He like a quiet Tim Duncan, bro.
Oh, my bad. Westbrook is.
Oh, yeah.
He don't count for right now.
Yeah, that was. Yeah, he's like, that's from past competition.
But Jamal Murray cold as fuck, though.
So when he's out there,
say. I don't care what nobody. I don't know. I love
you know,
Joker.
Jamal Murray's only a
I think it has a lot to do with him being Serbian and his position too. Niggas don't respect the true center these days.
Nah, nobody respected Tim Duncan.
And Tim Duncan was boring as hell.
No disrespect.
But he was boring, like, you know, like.
He ain't flashy. He don't make the crowd go, ooh, but he gets like a quiet 30.
Like, I don't think Joker comes into a series and puts fear in anybody. Like, he does, but he doesn't. Yeah. Like, when last time you went to, like, oh, damn, they got, like, Joker cold, but it's like, I'm not really scared of Joker. You go against Steph Curry, you're going to be like, damn, this nigga can hit any shot in the world.
This goes back to my Kyrie argument. Like, everybody want to talk about, oh, Kyrie can do anything except win by himself or with a nigga that's comparable with him.
I don't want to get into it with Kyrie because Kyrie is, like, one of the best players ever in this world.
And what?
He is just literally one of the coldest players ever, bro.
What do you think about Kyrie?
I like Kyrie, bro. I like him, bro. Dribbling. Yeah. The rim.
I like hot sauce. Yeah. I didn't mean to disrespect him like that.
Now, obviously, he can't be the best player on the team.
No.
But he is. If he's not your best player on your team, if he's your second best player on your team, nigga, you are loaded. He's the best complimentary piece that anybody in the NBA can have. Like, imagine, like, how you just said Joker. Put Joker with Kyrie. You name any NBA great and put him with Kyrie, and you can be like, damn.
Put Joker with Aaron Gordon, and he wins a championship.
First of all, they were loaded, bro. They had Aaron Gordon.
How many All-Stars on that team?
Aaron Gordon. They had MPJ, who was cooking. Jamal Murray. If you don't think Jamal Murray is an All-Star, bro, get the fuck out of here.
I don't have to think. He's not.
Google. Bro, did you watch Aaron Murray?
He's never been All-Star.
Did you watch Jamal Murray that year?
Did you watch him? Yes.
You didn't watch him, bro.
I watched him.
You didn't watch him.
I did.
There's a reason why he's hurt right now, and they're firing their coach. It's a reason. It looks bad when he's hurt. It looks bad. That's all.
Jamal Murray's never been an All-Star.
It doesn't matter, but Jamal Murray's cold. Trae Young was an All-Star reserve the last 2-3 years, but he's cold as hell.
Trae Young's better than Jamal Murray.
I'm not going to say that's not true, but you know Jamal Murray is cold. You know Jamal Murray is cold.
He is. Yeah. But it don't matter.
I'm not going to get into it, man, but Joker is cold. Man, he probably is the best player in the NBA right now. Real talk. And he does not get enough respect. But, you know, he's a suburban that plays the center. That's just what comes with it. Like, I mean.
I started this because I want to start a fight.
With this guy.
Is he better than your boy?
Who?
Tim Duncan.
I'm not going to say that. So his career is over. I'm not going to say anything.
Numbers why he's killing Tim Duncan, but that don't mean he's better than him.
But at the end, let's see if he makes it to the end. Don't do that.
I mean, numbers wise, he's going to surpass.
If he makes it, he could turn his ACL tomorrow.
Is he going to win five championships?
No,
like
he's not. Tim Duncan, he's not going to win five championships.
Folks not doing that no more. No. So I mean, it's just a different era.
Folks not doing that.
But
no
Tim
more.
Duncan also played with Tony Parker and Manu Ginobili and had Popovich as his coach, Kawhi Leonard.
You gonna say David Robinson?
David Robinson
didn't win till he got Timmy.
I'm not disrespecting Timmy. I'm just saying, like, he had a fully loaded, like, you know, he had a great career. Like, he had good pieces around him, you know.
He's the best.
Let's say if Tim Duncan got drafted to the Timberwolves.
When Kevin Garnett?
Tim Duncan and take out Kevin Garnett, you put Tim Duncan in that situation, does he end his career with five fucking championships? No.
I hate you LeBron fans.
No, I'm not putting
I hate y'all.
No, I'm not even making it about LeBron. I'm just saying, like, do you honestly think if the situation matter?
You think LeBron better than Michael Jordan?
Yes, he does.
I'm not finna get into that.
And I'm not having another conversation.
We have way better shit to talk about. This is not the topic. All I'm saying is situation matters. Like, and if y'all don't agree, if somebody doesn't agree that situation matters, then
yeah,
I don't.
It could probably be like the team you plugged in. He was in, like, the right position at the right time.
And he's a great. And he would have been a great player. KG is a great player regardless of anything. But if you put
he's
him
not
in
better
a,
than Tim Duncan.
He'll never go down as being good as Tim Duncan. But if he would have went to the Spurs.
Nobody that ever played the power forward position will ever go down as better than that nigga.
But if Tim,
and people have better numbers.
Somebody say Dirk. Exactly.
Sometimes they say Dirk.
That's stupid.
If KG got
Dirk wouldn't say Dirk.
If KG got drafted by the Spurs, do you, and there was no, like, and just take Tim Duncan, move him, put KG there. Are the Spurs worse?
Yeah.
Yes.
Y'all are crazy as hell.
KG wanted the ball. Tim Duncan's like, I don't need the ball all the time.
Yes, they're worse.
He's like, give it to Tony, give it to Ginobili.
Y'all are crazy.
KG was ball hungry.
Y'all are crazy.
He wouldn't spread the ball. He wouldn't run that triangle. He wouldn't run that damn
crazy. Kobe was just. Kobe was on the bullshit when he first got to LA.
Kobe was on the bullshit until Phil left and came back.
And Phil came back. Boom. Nigga, Jordan was on the bullshit until Phil came there. If Jordan
went on the bullshit, Jordan was doing what he was paid to do.
He was. If Phil Jackson would have never went to the Bulls, do you think Jordan? If Phil Jackson would have never went to the Bulls,
LeBron never went to the Heat, he would have got a ring.
Exactly. That's what I'm just saying. But if he would never went to the Bulls, goddamn, Jordan would have been out that bitch averaging 30 and 40, and shit would have.
If the Hawks hadn't traded Luka, you'd be wearing a fucking 77 jersey.
All I'm saying is, bro, shit matters. All
right, we really gonna see about your basketball shit right now.
Shit matters, man.
So, do I even have the link for this shit?
I don't need it.
It's not even. What the fuck? Oh, he's just in his bag. You don't even know the show works.
Here right now. Shout out to Simone.
She got nothing to do with basketball right now, bro. Chill out.
And I have no idea how you look like, but shout out to you.
It got
to
be depending on what you look like. The shout out.
That's wild, bro. You a wild man, B.
No.
Oh, look at him.
Yes.
Oh, anyway, we got a little game we're going to play. Some shit I saw on the internet. Like most shit that happens before we get into it. Build a basketball team. Well, just the starting five with your first initial. Like everybody with your first initial of your name has to be.
Is it a first name or last name? Like,
first name. First name.
Like first name. James.
No.
LeBron James.
Cause I was even like tripping. I was like, "Damn, we got the first same initial." But I was like, "Because then I was like, I'm gonna use my middle name," and I was like, "That's cheating."
What's your middle name?
Markel. So I'm getting Jordan. So I'm like, I don't even want to be on that shit. So we can keep this. I got alternatives.
We had the same fucking name.
No. I got alternatives for anybody that you pick. You go first.
I gotta go first. All right. So my point guard, even though the nigga put me in a headlock when I was a kid. Chris Paul. I could tell y'all that story, but you know, I mean, I don't know.
We here
for time. All right, so it's Chris Paul. I grew up in Winston-Salem.
Okay.
So his father, Mr. Nate, I used to know Nate around the block from the east side. His father, his grandpa died in 2002, but he used to come over there to my foster mom's house, and everybody knew Chris Paul in the hood. He'd walk around dribbling his basketball, but you couldn't touch his basketball. He wouldn't let you touch his ball. So he came over to the house one day. He's shooting on a goal. Like, I'm the foster kid here. I'm like, can I see your ball? He said, fuck you, but he didn't say fuck you. So I went and grabbed his ball. I grabbed the ball and the nigga put me in the headlock. I'm like, oh shit. My little brother just looking. Like, he 2 years old. I'm like, push this nigga. Like, he got me in the
headlock. Oh, so he had you.
Yeah, that nigga had me like,
Chris Paul done whooped his ass. Story's over.
No.
So you tried to bully him and he bullied you.
So he had me in the headlock. Got me on the ground and shit, rubbing. I'm like, yo, bro, hit this nigga. Like, bro, he got me there. Like,
how you
bro.
Get out?
Man, they broke it up and I got
he
in
got
trouble.
His ass whooped by Chris Paul. No. You could have just sung that story to fuck
he
up. Did,
he put me in the headlock.
Thanks for telling us.
He
didn't Chris
really
bump
me. He was older than me, bro.
Because you tried to
he didn't say
ball.
He was older.
Yeah, Chris Paul older than me.
Oh, yeah, Chris Paul my age, my bad.
Yeah, he 40. But yeah, he put me in the headlock, bro.
How old are you?
I'll be 37, nigga. I'll be 38. But I was bigger than Chris Paul, so I didn't expect it to go like that.
So
that nigga was in shape.
Chris Paul was 14 and you was 12 and he whooped your ass.
Nah, it was like, no.
And you was taller than him.
Nah, it was like, I was 11.
You trying to make it seem like he was a little young nigga.
Yeah, it was like 11, 14 around that age. Or maybe it was like 10, 13. But he was like, he had age on me. But the fact my brother didn't jump in and hit this nigga. Like, hit the nigga in the ab or something, bro. We can jump this nigga. But it's a funny story, but Chris Paul at my point guard.
That's funny.
My shooting guard would be Clyde the guy, Glide.
Mm-hmm. I got some names on that C.
Yeah. My forward, Carmelo Anthony, one of my favorite players.
Bitch ass nigga.
My other forward be Charles Barkley.
Hey, and, hell nah, bro. Y'all got too many names at C.
And then at center, he didn't play center like that, but in Miami, he did play center a little bit. So I say Chris Bosh.
Oh, okay.
For my center.
All right, I was about to say, you ain't completely take everything. All right, so you going with CB3, Clyde Drexler, Carmelo, Charles Barkley.
And Chris Bosh.
And Chris Bosh. Yep. All right, that's solid. You left me with something. All right, go ahead, bro.
Nigga, I'm not prepared. Starting with the J, give me James Harden.
At point guard?
At point guard?
Yeah. Okay. Have you not seen that nigga?
You could say John Wall. No.
Okay.
Fuck John Wall. This is
Jason Kidd. Oh, whoa, don't do that.
It's Jason
Wall.
Kidd and John Stockton out there, too.
I knew John Wall, too.
Super fuck John Stockton. All right. I'm not worried. I don't want any of them old white niggas, man. Excuse me.
Oh, shit.
Excuse me.
Castle.
But I'm not. I'm sorry. Don't count.
That's in the clip, nigga.
But I'm not trying to get any of them old ass white skeezers,
John
man.
Wall, bro.
Give me James Harden at one.
Right. At your one, you ain't all never right. passing the ball.
I want to see what he gonna do at two.
Are we trying to win a championship? Or nigga, are we just trying to name the best players?
The best team the that best you team want to put together. James, bro. Yeah.
John Wall, bro?
He good with James Harden.
Actually, you know what? My number one is gonna be, I ain't gonna like this, but I'm trying to win a championship here.
Okay.
Give me Jrue Holiday. I'm winning the championship. I need some defense.
Wait, he starts.
I need somebody who's gonna play some defense.
Let me help you out.
No, you're right.
Give me some names.
Let that nigga fly.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's not prepared. He's had this list all week.
Throw some names.
I'll help you out later.
Throw me a name.
You said Jrue Holiday, and then you going James Harden after that.
But the way you looked at me,
go,
I'm
bro.
Missing one, maybe. Give me one
no,
name.
No, fly, nigga. Fly.
No, you don't like these all white right. niggas.
Give me Jrue. Oh, they're white? You don't like want them. All right, bet.
Jerry West, nigga?
Oh, hell no. Nigga.
What's up with you and white people, bro?
Give me Jrue Holiday at my one.
He only like the black dudes and what's
he's gonna lock shit down and he's gonna play the right type of ball.
Okay.
Boom. Right. Give me James Harden at my two.
He ain't gonna pass the ball.
Okay. I'm not gonna go Jermaine O'Neal.
Yes.
Why?
He'd be a power forward.
Yeah.
Not yet. I got time. Give me I'm not gonna go Juwan Howard. This is not college. God damn.
You need a small.
Give me Julius Irvin.
He played
okay,
at my four.
I wasn't expecting that from him.
That's your three, bro.
Yeah.
That's your three.
That's my four. I'm going to skip
you. You putting Dr. J at the four?
He's a shooter.
How tall is he?
He's a 6'7. 6'6.
All right, he can be my three. I don't know why I thought that nigga was 6'8, 6'9. Okay. Give me. Josh got to be a.
Boy Josh Smith? I ain't even got him on my list, but I just thought about that.
I ain't doing no Josh Smith, boy.
At power forward,
Atlanta.
Just don't let him shoot threes.
I could have went Joe Johnson on you niggas. You know what? Shout out to Atlanta. Give me Joe Johnson.
At the
put
three?
Joe Johnson at my three.
Okay. That's good.
Julius making it.
Julius is four, nigga. It's a small ball. This
why
is the new NBA.
What the fuck?
Go ahead. Let him ride. I'm going to do my team, then I'm going to shit on him.
Who is a center name that start with J?
You just said him.
Oh.
Jermaine O'Neal.
He played power forward. Yeah,
I don't know if I want him, but shit, all right. Give me Jermaine O'Neal.
Your team wins.
All right, so you going Holiday, Harden, Joe Johnson, Dr. J, and
Little Ball.
Jermaine O'Neal.
Bro, what did I miss? Trash. Give me the J's that I miss.
I'm going to tell you after I finish.
Damn.
I got Chauncey Billups.
Mm.
At
okay.
At the one.
Big shot.
I got Chris Mullin at the two.
Chris Mullin's my guy.
Dog, it ain't a lot of C's, bro. I got Corey Maggette at the three.
My team is shit.
My team fire. My team beating y'all.
You took all the fucking.
Well, you should have never let your guests go first, nigga. You should have.
You right. I got Boozer at the four.
Boo. Carlos, nigga, and you talking about my squad?
Yeah, the trash.
You got to see what happened. And I got Weber at the five.
Chris Weber. I was going to do Chris Weber.
I thought about Chris Weber.
Chris Weber was one of my favorite players. Yeah. I was going to do Chris
so
Weber.
So let me tell you what the fuck you missed.
Okay, I don't give a fuck about Jerry West.
Jimmy Butler.
Ooh.
Jason Tatum.
Ooh.
I don't want that. Joel Embiid.
Yeah. Nah, fuck no, but that. But you know what? Honestly, Joel Embiid, that nigga.
You're not fucking with Tatum and
Joel Embiid. He's soft and he's always hurt. Fuck him. I'm not gonna make it.
Wow.
Jason Tatum. I could have factored him in. I could have factored in Jalen Brown. Honestly, I could have threw Jalen Brown in that bitch. I got
Jalen Brown.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but Jason Tatum, I don't really like his game, but he hoops.
He's great.
He's good. And who was the other person?
That you know his numbers? He's like 28.
He good.
9-8.
He's good. I like him, but like, man.
He don't have swag, huh?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. That's who was the other person? Like Luka.
Embiid and Tatum and Jimmy Butler.
Fuck Jimmy Butler. That nigga out there be wearing
fuck Jimmy Butler. Hairs. He single-handedly took bums to the finals.
Care.
And you love LeBron for that.
He having gothic little hair dudes. He got, blonde braids now.
That's why Atlanta will never win the championship.
I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that.
So my team won. All right, bet.
Who was your team?
Chris Paul, Clyde the Dry.
Yes, he did well.
Carmelo Anthony, Charles Barkley.
All right, you won.
Chris Bosh.
Yeah, he whooping feet.
Your team was bottom of the barrel, though.
Yeah. I was trying to be a good Chris host.
Webber. I mean,
and you just was unprepared. Your team could have beat us.
Yeah, your team.
Yeah. No, happened Dr. J at the four.
I'm happy about my squad.
That's how you don't read the notes.
I'm happy about my squad. Yeah,
you love going to games for the cheap.
I'm happy about my squad. I got a bunch of real niggas on my team. Jimmy Butler, no.
I don't care what they do outside the court, what they do on the court.
Yeah.
Actually, he didn't do John Wall, bro. I rock with John Wall. I knew John Wall, too, bro.
I know I like John Wall, but, I mean, I'm not putting him over James Harden. I got a story
with him, too. No, North Carolina.
Bro. Yeah, these is all prime, like, in their prime. Like, we're not doing, like, the injury shit, so you could have put Embiid in there.
Yeah.
Shout out to Embiid.
Shout out to 23andMe. All
right, man. Can't be bought. I'm going to do it twice. All right. You're invited to a 49ers practice. And they say, Fred Warner wants to do Oklahoma drills with you.
Oh, he going to tackle me.
Excuse me?
Every drill you do, you get $50,000. If you get past them, you get $1 million. How many are you doing?
Nigga, until I either break my collarbone or until I get past him.
Yeah, I mean, shit.
Hell?
I'm a big boy. He going to hit the head out of me, bro.
Yeah, I hit before. Pause. Yeah. But shit.
That was years ago.
Excuse me?
Y'all niggas just... I asked y'all in the beginning, when's the last time y'all fell? Y'all looked at me like I was crazy.
I've been in the gym, so
yeah. And now you're getting hit by Fred Warner.
The last time I fell, it was for free.
What was the nigga?
But you fell, and it wasn't Fred Warner knocking your dick off.
It was for free.
Okay.
If Fred Warner wanted to tackle me 50 times in a row, stand up, I'm getting tackled.
Okay, Fred Warner is 6'3", 229.
Fred Warner is the best middle linebacker in the league. I know, he's 6'3",
229. Okay, I'm bigger than him.
Oh, my God.
So. No. I ain't saying he better than me. No, okay, where we going? Why y'all going? Why you went left, Chris? No, I'm not saying he ain't going to kill me.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm saying I could probably take a few hits.
All I'm saying is, do I think I get hurt?
Yes. I'm going to get hurt, yes.
But I'm going to get up until I can't
I'm giving
get
y'all
up.
Motherfuckers three max. Three
and tackles? I'll take that 150,000.
And I'm probably doing like one.
Bro, you can get tackled.
Dog,
three times.
I'm old. Bro, the last crazy, time I fell, I tried to take off work.
As long as this nigga ain't diving at your knee.
I ain't even trying to take off work. I'm just trying to work regular,
from home. If you're doing a regular tackle, like going into your chest, boom. Bro, you can take that shit. Like bro, you going to take that shit and you going to look at it. I got $50,000 for that. You going to put your helmet on. You going to strap that motherfucker back up. And you going to go at it again.
Okay, you say until you can't do it no more. So realistically, what do you think? Like
about 5 or 6.
Bro, I can get tackled more than 5 or 6 times.
So y'all getting CTE.
No, he ain't going to rock me like that. No.
He getting rocked.
I'm not going to get my head rocked. In it. Bro, he's coming to tackle me.
Y'all going
to
look like Hadouken.
He's coming to tackle me. I know how not to get my head into the contact.
Yes.
I will get speared.
I was about to say
25 times in a row.
I'm gonna get up.
Fred Warner being Fred Warner.
I mean, he ain't. I'm just saying, I'm a big dude. It's gonna be a lot of collision when it hit.
Oh, you think you?
No, I'm not saying I'm trucking this nigga. No, I'm saying I'm not.
I know you weren't saying that. No, but man. I'm just saying.
Tell
like,
Fred Warner, hey, you want a podcast? You come find me. I come to 49.
See,
to
this nigga. I forgot who I was talking
no
to.
No bullshit.
I'm not scared. I'm on his side. I'm not scared of this nigga.
I'm literally. Bro, I'm like,
nobody says scared. Nobody says scared. I'm just being.
I don't even think. No, nigga, I'm not gonna juke you. I'm not.
I'm running full speed.
I don't give a fuck, nigga. Come tackle me. I'm getting $50,000 every time.
Man, I'm running full speed.
Please.
I might get this.
There's
nigga
niggas that he tackle every day that don't get $50,000 every tackle.
Roman Reigns is beating y'all ass on
what
a spear.
The fuck is Roman Reigns?
The nigga wrestling, bro.
Keep yeah.
Going. Come.
He kicking y'all ass on a spear, and that nigga is not Fred Warner.
Fuck Fred Warner.
He might slip
Fred
on
the
pass.
And Roman Reigns, nigga. I'm getting 50 bands.
I can take 5, bro.
If I can stand
no, I'm
up,
not saying like you're not going to do it, but I'm saying you're talking about doing it 5 times.
Was that Joe?
Bro.
Joe's versus pros?
Nigga, hey, you don't think I can
that niggas back. Quit real quick.
You really think a nigga can
they little, bro.
About 5 times? You talking about I got pass on.
I got pass, I got pass on. He got pass on?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going.
Nigga, I can get hit more than 5 times.
Yes, it's going to hurt, but I'm going to get up.
The hell? Yeah, like I'm in a boxing ring. I'm taking clear punches from
yeah,
Floyd.
Yeah, like Mike Tyson hitting me. In the
like
mouth.
Nigga, I'm no. getting tackled.
I mean, it's 2 hits.
Nigga, I'm getting tackled,
it, bro.
Bro.
Hey, 5.
These are not jaw shots, head shots. I'm 5. Getting tackled. I can move. I can contort my body to where I'm getting hit in the chest, 5. The thighs. I'll jump up every time, nigga. I will make $1 million getting tackled for $50,000 a hit.
Okay, I didn't say that. Man,
you'll be in 5. The old folks' home.
$50,000.
That's a lot of hits, nigga. 20. 20. You'll be in an old folks home.
Yeah, give me 20 hits.
Give me 5. I'm not saying 20. Give me 5. I might catch him one time.
I said 2.
But you, first of all, you are downplaying yourself.
I am old.
Hey, when you make this flip at Fred Warner, dog, I can at least get 5.
You're downplaying yourself, bro.
I will go to San Francisco. I get 5.
You're downplaying yourself.
Yeah, you're a big nigga, bro.
You're a big ass
nigga, like
bro.
6'3",
you can take more than 2
bro.
Hits.
You
will get up. Once you see that check clear, you're like, okay, I can take that shit a few more times.
At Fred Warner, bro. I'll go see him.
Okay. Y'all played football in high school,
yes,
right?
Yes, I played junior college, too.
Oh, shut your ass up.
Nigga, I don't care if I didn't play football ever in my life.
He said he could take
I see that check cashing.
Yeah, I'm going.
Come on with it.
I'm going.
Crazy, bro.
50,000. I can at least get 5, bro.
I think both of y'all smoke crack.
Oklahoma, line them up.
Bro.
By the time you get it from off your back, that motherfucker gonna be on your ass.
And that's crazy. You know, and that's cool. And you know what I'm gonna do?
Fred Warner is the best middle linebacker
and
in the league.
And I'm like, damn, that shit hurt, but I'm good. Let me struggle.
You're gonna be
good.
Like thinking
I'm
about life.
Oh, that shit hit for real.
5. I got 5, bro. I'll get back up.
When your vision get back to regular, you'll be like, oh,
bro, you
shit.
Like this nigga is hitting
back.
You like a torpedo. Like,
he
like,
is.
You're like, this is kickoff. Okay. Is this kickoff?
No.
To you?
Oklahoma. You ever did Oklahoma drill?
Yes,
to you?
I did Oklahoma drill.
To you is going to be kickoff.
Oklahoma drill, bro. That shit, I ain't never got them lost
like
conscience.
This. Do you think that you can guard LeBron James?
No.
I can't guard
That's LeBron. The same shit.
No, it's not.
It's the same shit.
You said if I get hit and get back up, that's different. Yeah.
I can get hit 1,000 times.
Well, not 1,000.
Not 1,000. But all I got to do is get back.
He's gonna
I
do it
know
20
I'm not
times.
Finna beat LeBron. What do you mean guard LeBron James?
I can't guard LeBron. I'm not gonna, he going to score me every time.
I can take it.
And Fred Warner, by the time you get off your back,
like
it's going to be right there.
I probably can't guard LeBron.
You get dunked on by LeBron James 100 times? Yes.
If I can get up for getting tackled by Fred Warner, yes.
Yes.
That's the difference.
Okay. Fred Warner's not going to kill me for tackling.
He's going to fuck your brain up.
No.
I'm not putting my head down. I'm not finna go. Now, if you said, but you had to do head to head.
By the
contact,
time you get up, you're
you
like,
said,
oh, he here.
Now, if you said, but if you said, but it has to be head to head contact every time, then I'm like, all right, no, nigga.
It's Oklahoma.
I'm not doing head to head. Nigga, it's Oklahoma. I know how to get speared without being my head being in the way.
I can get 5, bro. Okay.
Nigga, you can get more than 5.
I'm getting five. I think that's my limit.
I feel you on five. I get five. I don't think 20. I don't think you'll like it. So what's five? 20.
You said 50,000.
Yeah. So 250,000. Okay. So I'm gonna get like 100,000
when you make this clip. And yeah, let
Fred Warner, nigga, I'm nigga. Fuck you. I'm. Yeah, I get 10.
I didn't say fuck you. At least make him mad. I don't want to make him mad.
10 at least.
I'm not saying.
I want to make him mad.
Hey man, shout outs.
Go for it, bro.
Well, I miss. I'm sorry.
That's a
shout out, bro.
Oh, shout out. Ooh, this is a good one. Shout out to my Bible study group.
Oh my god, Bible study group. You go to church?
What? This is my rule.
Oh yeah, this nigga go to church.
Where he go to church?
Over there off of.
Let me add another bully.
No. I was just saying, like, I know where you go to church. I'm not gonna put it out there because we've been saying a lot of things, but like, yeah, it's been.
He go to church.
My wife is.
I'm confused.
Trying to find a new church, and she been like.
Your
church was one of the ones she was like messing with.
Okay, Dewey Smith. All right, shout out to Dewey Smith.
What did you go to church?
Like, me? Not me.
I'm talking about Jack. You every Sunday?
Yeah, he go to church.
I don't go every Sunday, but I go.
He to church. He lied.
About two Sundays ago. Maybe three. But I've been to church at least 10 times this year.
Oh, you better than me.
For sure.
20.
I'm not going to say at least 7 times. Man. Oh, y'all niggas don't go to church?
Hey, bro, let's not talk about it. Just shout out.
I pray every day.
I pray every day.
I believe in God.
We ain't going to go there. But who was I giving a shout out to? Oh, my Bible yourself. Study group. My Bible
you
study
Bible
group.
Study?
Yeah, man, I do a Bible study.
They going to watch this?
Fuck no.
Then why are you shouting them out?
Because I want to shout them out. Yeah, ask me. I'm on, and it came to me. It came to me. You know, and we do Bible study on Thursday, so it was recently.
I think House of Hope.
It's like 9 or 10 of us. It's a lot of us.
I'm not gonna.
But seriously though, I do want to shout them boys out. Y'all put me on the spot, and I just did Bible study yesterday, so it was the first thing that came to my mind.
What did you learn in Bible study
this week? I ain't gonna lie, I bullshit yesterday.
What?
You went to Bible study?
You was on the phone?
Like it was because we do. No, because we do FaceTime. It's like we,
oh, you know, play the game.
It's like it's like
you
don't
go to Bible study.
It's like fellas.
Oh, fuck out of here!
I thought
you went there.
Yeah, no, but it's a fellas group. No, but it's like a fellas group. Like it's a whole bunch of grown men.
Did you go there?
No,
no, we.
He did on your phone. Fuck out of here!
He said he even listened to what the word was.
Nigga, worship from home.
That's crazy.
On a weekday. That's crazy.
We didn't mean to call you out.
We didn't mean to call you out. People that don't go out, they don't, you know, be on the word. Like that, I can see that from y'all.
How you know? You don't even know the word.
Well, y'all just said y'all don't.
You said, I know the word.
Tell me about you.
I said, I didn't say.
Don't go. About you say you don't even know what was on the Bible study yesterday. You say you don't know.
I said yesterday. I bullshit yesterday. So you, I did say. I mean, I'm a man of my word. Now I'm telling y'all. Like yesterday,
playing the game.
Yesterday, I did. I had a big game yesterday. I had a big game yesterday. I ain't gonna lie. I had to focus up. I had to get ready.
That's
on me.
No, he's on 2K.
I was on NCAA. You know, my dynasty. It happened. It was one of those.
A big game.
It was one of those days.
It was a Twitch game.
It didn't line up with my schedule.
So you was ready. He had it playing.
I won, though.
He was like, touchdown. What are you talking about?
I was playing. But God in my heart. I talk to God every day. He know my heart. It was one of those days. Right. It just wasn't it. And I got into it, and it was just like, damn, I was kind of like far off, and then I was listening.
Did they
just
send you the notes?
Yeah, we always have the notes. Because like every day.
Read the notes.
Every week we have to do like a group read that we all kind of like do. Then on the call, we talk about it. And I really kind of was slow that whole week. And then when it came to it, I was like, had a game. It was just like, this not my week. It was like, it wasn't my week.
I'll be back in a minute.
I'll be back. Seriously. Like, it wasn't my, it was like the week that I bullshit.
But I spent it on
like,
the necklace.
You know, nobody's perfect.
Shout out somebody else, man.
No, I'm not.
You're done. You're just stopping at your Bible study.
Stopping at my Bible study.
You don't go. Yo, shouting out my wife, my son, they at home.
Boo. Okay.
Wow.
Damn.
I'm just saying.
We're going to scrap after
That's
this.
That's so easy.
We're going to scrap after this. Also, Fat Boy, you got shirt on.
He done said his wife a thousand times today.
I always shout out my wife because I love them. That's what married people do.
Stuff.
I shout out Fat Boy. You see the shirt, Fat Boy Fitness. I'm going to go to Etsy.
It's going to be right there.
It's going to be at the bottom of the screen. You know, they say I don't work out, but he came to one of my.
Ain't no they.
I've never said that you don't work out.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, shout out.
Yeah, to I don't even believe that he said that.
Oh, he do. He'll bully.
He says you don't work out.
Yeah, he'll bully. Bro. He talk about my calves. All the time.
Every time I go on anything, your story is up there like.
You know, working out in the morning tough though. I have switched working out in the morning, and I don't feel as strong in the morning because by the time I wake up. Halfway through the workout, I'm like, okay, now I'm feeling it. But it's tough in the morning. I shout out everybody to work out in the morning. That shit tough, bro.
Appreciate you.
Yeah. Okay, he works out at 9 o'clock.
I was about to say,
I'm talking about 5 o'clock.
Nah, I'd be at work by 9:15. But, I... Okay.
I was about to say, you got shout outs again?
Oh, shout out to the gym that I go to, Elevate Fitness, my trainer, Primetime Fitness.
Is that a woman?
That's a dude.
Oh, okay.
Nigga, you think I go? You think I got a woman trainer?
What's wrong with women trainer?
Nigga, would you go to somebody who can't lift?
Yes, I know some women that outlive both of us at Madhouse. Don't do that. Madhouse Gym, where I go to, Madhouse, out there in Austell. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sick of y'all with the shout outs. Hey,
you don't want me to shout out my Bible study group?
I tried to help you, but you said some other shit.
You know, while you playing the game.
I told you. Continue.
First of all, shout you good brothers out for helping the show out and everything, man. And D's absence. And shout out D, man. Best call to the world, man. Let me shout out my family.
Yeah.
Shout out my wife, my kid, and all that. Oh, yeah, they are upstairs. I was like, what you mean? But, yeah, man. Shout out listeners. Appreciate y'all. Everything y'all do for us. You shitting on us, you giving us feedback, bigging up, all that shit, man. We appreciate y'all. Shout out Hitman Podcast. MG,
what?
Chris,
what?
Shout out to Stacks 100.
What?
That after party is running under here. Man. Where the after party at? Where the bitches at? What else? King ODZ, and of course, the sponsor Stogies the Bagginess. Thanks, guys, respect the smoke.
Smoke something, bitch.
Other than that. Appreciate you guys again, man. Round of applause, man. Good dudes, solid guys, good friends, but also like good content, like a motherfucker. man. Other than that, man, we out in honor of D, man. Don't be weird.
Peace.
This has been the I Ain't Going Show. You can watch us on YouTube or listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeart, Amazon Music, Stitcher, and Audible. Please be sure to rate, review, subscribe, and follow.